Hello, folks. You're listening to the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Tonight's episode was recorded on August 20th, 2016, as the first part of The Good, the Bad, and the Geekies, live in the 2015 award-winning Pack Rat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. But before we get to tonight's episode, just a note to head on over to gbgpresentspod.com. It has tons of information on upcoming dates, like our next live show at Pack Rat Comics on October 8th.
Oh boy, and don't forget to give us a review on iTunes as well.
That's right. Your reviews help us out. Find us on iTunes using keywords GBG and bowling.
Speaking of which, by the way, we got a review from a user by the name of Teaching Turtle 12. Thanks, Bunches, for the review.
Pokey smokes. They can also share the links on other social media sites. Good lord, Hokey Smokes? I'm turning into the squirrel. All right, folks, I proudly present this week's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Cheerful.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Rocky.
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb. And once again, you know it's time for the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel. Along with a host of others. Frustrated and no longer able to stand his friendship with Bullwinkle, Rocket J. Squirrel blasted off into the sky as fast as he could, heading to California to find his old co-worker, Mr. Peabody, and find out what he can about Upsidazium once and for all.
Darn straight. I don't need that... the big dumb moose. Oh, I've not been out of his sight and... No, Rocket. You don't need no Bullwinkle moose. He just brings you down. Think of all the problems you get into with him.
Rocky continues to pep himself up for leaving his former BFF behind as he landed in...
Hokey smokes!
Yes, the fog. The pretentiousness. The little gift baskets they give out at award shows. The, Capitol Records building. Yes, Rocky landed in Hollywood. With cars backed up on the 405, far as the eye could see.
Wow, we would have been stuck in traffic forever.
Lucky for him, Rocky failed to notice the skeleton collecting dust in the Prius on the far right next to Tracy Morgan in his underwear with a toy lightsaber.
Don't you know my force has awakened? My force has awakened, Liz Lemon!
Or maybe a guy doing a poorly imitated version of Tracy Morgan. No matter, this was Hollywood, where dreams live, but mostly die, especially at 8200 Sunset Boulevard.
I don't get it.
Neither will the audience, really. But let's move it along. Rocky flies through the thick smog to Fat Hollywood estate of Mr. Peabody.
There it is!
Rocky lands at what is a surprisingly calm and quiet residence of Mr. Peabody, that super genius dog, and his boy, Sherman.
Well, why do you say that?
Why do I say what?
You know, the surprisingly calm and quiet residence stuff.
Usually when you go to Hollywood, the craziness is everywhere. Party's here, go to the dogs.
Excuse me, may I help you?
Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you, small talking rodent with a 158 classic aviator helmet that's blue?
Well, I'm Rocket J. Squirrel.
I know that, and I'm Nick Offerman.
The Nick Offerman?
Would there be any other kind?
How do I know it's really you?
Bacon, look, why are you here?
I'm looking for Mr. Peabody.
I don't know where he is.
Then why are you here?
Because I watch his house when he is gallivanting on adventures. Look, I'm busy. I'm on a scotch diet and making excellent progress.
Is that so?
Yes, I've already lost 2 days.
Okay, do you know when Mr. Peabody will be back?
If I don't know where he is, how can I tell you when he'll be back?
Oh, good point.
Yes, it was. It is why I made it.
Now, I'll never figure out what happened with the Upsidazium.
On the contrary, I know all about Upsidazium.
What?
Because of course he does.
Well, do you want to know about Upsidazium or not?
Yes!
Go on.
Upsidazium that was completely mined out from some mountain owned by some Minnesotian idiot.
Bullwinkle! Hokey smokes!
Yes, I do enjoy my meat smoked. Would you like any?
No, I'm good.
Good. It may or may not be smoked rodent meat, and I live off the land. But that'd be weird. You don't serve a bird to a chicken, though I've seen that YouTube video of a pelican eating a pigeon. Truly, nature is life's way of saying, just don't make sense, y'all. Then it's all, now here's a video of a cat playing a keyboard and all the young children and their hippity-hop music.
Okay, so what happened after that?
The government began to realize that they had to destroy the Upsidazium, but being they were the government, they weren't sure they wanted to throw such a powerful element away when they could have it used for another day.
And you rhymed.
Of course I did.
Which is why a committee was created. To decide once and for all what would happen to the Upsidazium.
Correct. You are good at this.
Thanks. I was in a TV show.
Though you seem to work better in a pair.
Thanks.
Just food for thought.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, Mr. Exposition, then, if Mount Flatten doesn't exist anymore, how did researcher find the Upsidazium?
I'm not sure. Perhaps they missed some. Maybe. Or it is a plot hole. Maybe. Or maybe life found a way. Maybe. Like it did in that movie with Jeff Goldblum.
You mean that?
Maybe.
You mean that dinosaur movie?
Maybe.
Well, now what do I do?
If you want it listed as an element on the periodic table, then you need to take a sample of this element and find the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, or IUPAC.
Where's that at?
It is located in Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. The Research Triangle Park is one of the largest research parks in the world, named for the three hub cities of Durham, Raleigh, and Chapel Hill, or the three major research universities in those cities.
That's an awful lot of information, TV's Nick Offerman.
Also, I'd be careful. The fox and bear know all about you two and will do anything to get their revenge.
The fox and the bear?
Yeah, both of them blame you for their show being canceled.
Well, we didn't do that, did we?
Maybe. Look, I was told I would be paid with a ridiculous amount of meat. I expect this to be true.
Will Parks and Rec star Nick Offerman get his meat? What will Rocky do next? We'll really probably find out about one and not the other. Find out which one next time in an episode we'd like to call Peter, IU Packed a Pickle, or Oh, the Places You Could Go.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night King Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.